Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I just want to say thank you to everybody who helped us help the kids at St. Jude. You matter. They matter. Together, we're making it matter. St. Jude is doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like yours, families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope if you haven't. And get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It'll look good on you. Join the doctors, researchers, and join me in the fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. I love bacon. It's hard to find somebody who doesn't love bacon. All bacon's good, right? Yeah, but some bacon is next level. And when I talk about next level, I'm talking about Right Brand bacon. We had so much up here that the guys on the show were fighting for it. Eddie posted a big case of it that he took home. Right Brand is the number one thick cut, hand trimmed, real wood smoked bacon. You just have to try it to believe. So, bacon lovers, do yourself a big favor. Go out and get yourself some Right Brand bacon today. It's time you experience bacon the right way.
It's time for the Bobby Bones Post Show. Here's your host, Bobby Bones.
Hello, if you're hearing this, I need help. Imagine if can you imagine if I came on and was just like, and like help you guys me. Were holding me hostage, and I was like, guys, you gotta. That's crazy. That would be creepy. That's a show, like a scripted show, where hello guys, I need help. It's like the broadcaster. Maybe it has been 10 shows. I don't know.
Like a podcast.
Ooh, a podcast. I mean, a podcast would be crazy too. But yeah. It's also a treasure map that I was like, I need help, but it's a game. I'm here, and you give clues. And then slowly, each episode, you get more clues, and then somewhere you have something hidden. I don't know.
That feels like one of those. What's the show you like, Black Mirror? That feels like one of those where it's like at the end, it's a twist. It's like, you win the game show.
Man, I don't want to say anything about that because I don't want to lead people a direction.
Mm-hmm.
That's a spoilish type thing. I love that show. It makes me feel so bad about myself.
Black Mirror.
Bad about yourself.
You ever watch Black Mirror?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a terrible show. Awesome. Humanity sucks.
Oh, yeah. That's what you mean, like feeling bad about yourself?
Human.
Yeah, okay.
It's just like...
Well, I was like...
It's like I do. Like, I'm on Instagram like, oh, ooh, let me like that. And you're like, oh, why do I even care?
Yeah.
And then Black Mirror tells me why I'm going to care in a few years when the world... Oof.
I know, I don't... the future. Oh, I love it, but I hate it.
I think that's... And it's been every generation, by the way. We're not new to this.
Mm-hmm.
We're not new to thinking our times are the worst times and the best times.
Right.
We're not new to going, man, it's never been like this before. I used to think that... With the division politically, I was like, I've never seen this before. And I haven't seen this. And it's never been exactly the same. But I would talk to some older folks and been like, hey, have you ever seen it so divisive? And they would go, not a long time, but you're talking about 68, 69, 70, Vietnam, mm-hmm. You know, that. So it only happens like every 40 or 50 years. And when it happens, it's real bad. And you kind of need someone that you don't expect to have a different view and approach that kind of heals it a bit, meaning somebody's going to come out of somewhere at some point, who knows when it's going to be, and go, hey, I have this message. It's not going to be like this Jesus or Moses in the scroll, but it's, you know, it's going to be, hey, I have a message. This is what I think about America, and this is what sucks and what doesn't suck, and people are going to go, dang, I like this person. And it's always someone who kind of transcends the fight, the anger, and then, you know, gets a few from both sides and maybe creates his own, I don't know, or her own side. But it will be a person, really, that comes and kind of heals this eventually. Because it always is. There's always somebody that... I was watching the George Carlin documentary, who was my favorite comedian my whole life growing up. He died. I finally got tickets to a show when he was coming to town. He died like the week before. Lunchbox, remember that?
Yeah, that was really sad. Bobby was so excited, so pumped.
Forever. I was just a massive George Carlin fan. And he died the week before, but he's old. You know, he had heart problems. But the documentary, it's two parts on HBO. It's an hour and 45 minutes each episode. And if you don't like George Carlin, it's not for you. It was kind of done as a appreciation project. But, man, what a special in his history of being a suit and tie, clean kind of comic to be in counterculture. And when he went and took on counterculture, and he has this thing he talks about. He goes, you know what? I love individuals. I don't care who they are. I love individuals. I hate groups of people. Because when you start to be in a group, you start to all have to act a certain way based on what the group thought is, and you're not a good individual anymore inside the group. That's what happens now with politics. I love people. But man, people are so mean when they start representing a group. Mean, hateful. And I was just watching some of his special last night. And he was so ahead of his time. You know, he was talking about, you know, we have all crisis isn't the word, but it's like the war on drugs, the war on, and he started going through all these things. And he's like, you know what we don't have the war on? Homelessness, because there ain't no money there for people. He's like, nobody wants to fix it because they can't make money off of it. He said, you never hear the war on homelessness. You hear the war on, and you're just like, God, it's 20 years ago. You're talking about stuff that's still today. So really good. I don't recommend it. I don't think you would like it, Amy. But
why?
Because you're not a George Carlin fan, and it's a lot of history of his life.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And
I got all offended. Yeah. Like, wait.
You don't know me.
What if I would
you don't
like
know what
it?
I would like.
It's almost 4 hours long.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You don't need to get upset.
Yeah. Stay on your side. Yeah.
I was just asking.
I'm telling you, I wouldn't recommend it to you. I don't think you would like it.
Yeah. I mean, so far, I like what you're saying, though.
But that's the last 25 minutes of it.
Okay.
Caitlin watched it with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think at first she was just throwing me a bone, because sometimes we'll throw each other bones to watch some. The thing is, when we do that, we'll commit and go like, all right, I'll watch your thing. And then you watch their thing that they bring up. A lot of times we agree on it. Occasionally, I'll have something or she'll have something. And I'll go like, all right, I'll watch your stupid thing. Or she'll be like, yeah, I'll watch your thing. Now, she'll watch my things, and she doesn't always love them, because I pick out things. And I'm like, oh, you'll love it. And then she doesn't. Like, she fakes it. But she picks out things, and for some reason, they're all good. She's never picked out a thing where I've been like, oh, I gotta watch another one. What sucks is when she picks out a thing and I'm so anti it prior that I have to act like I'm so anti it like three episodes in, even though I really just want to get to the fourth episode.
You stay with it.
Yeah, I'm just like, man, wait, are we still watching this? And she's like, we don't have, no, we will. I committed for you. And that's happened with a lot of shows where she's like, let's watch. What was the show with Kate Winslet?
Mare of Easttown.
Yeah, she's like, well, let's watch Mare of Easttown. Yeah. I'm like, why are you picking that? She's like, I don't know. I saw a couple places that was good. And I was like, look at the cover image. It looks stupid. It looks like dark, and I don't want to watch that. She's like, just watch a couple episodes. And if we don't like it, we'll switch it up. I'm like, oh, fine. Turn it on. About halfway through the first episode, I'm like, God dang it, I like it. Like, now what do I do? Like, I'm confused on how to react now, because I don't want to react. Just go, dang, you were right and I was wrong. This is a good show. So it's the first episode finishes. She was like, oh, what do you think about that? I mean, it's fine. I mean, I'll watch the second one right now. I'll watch right now. Do it. Hit play. I'll watch it right now. And so we'll watch it. And I'm like, I'll watch it because I don't have a lot of time. So let's watch it right now. And then she'll hit play. And then I won't even be on my phone. And she's like, you're not on your phone at all. I must like it. I'm just giving you the respect you deserve, baby.
And you love
but
it.
But I love it. So that's kind of how we pick our TV shows. But yeah, we finished that. Started watching the Ricky Gervais comedy special. I'm just a big fan. I also wouldn't recommend that to you, Amy.
Okay.
You watch it, Mike?
I haven't yet, no.
No? It's good. It's him. So you definitely have to have a taste for his comedy. But he's the guy who created The Office. And you ever see Idiot Abroad?
Yes.
When it comes to LOL, Idiot Abroad may be that show that you forget about, but you laugh out loud the most while watching it.
What is that, like a scripted show?
Mm-mm. Him and his his writing partner. They is very, very famous in the UK. It's pretty famous here, right? Yeah. They have a friend, he's kind of a dum-dum, and they send him to all these places in the world, and he reports back to them, and they send him to like India, and he's like going to see all the crazy. When he goes to the Great Wall of China, and he's like, this sucks. He's on a bus for hours. He's like, this is the worst. Why? He gets sick. I mean, it's so funny. But, you know, extras, but I'm a big Ricky Gervais fan, but watch that. Can't wait for the new Adam Sandler movie. Mike has watched it already. It's called Hustle.
Yeah.
Comes on Netflix next week.
Next week, yeah. It's in select theaters this weekend. I think you guys are really going to like it.
He plays a sports agent that turns into a assistant coach or assistant coach sports agent.
He's trying to be an assistant coach, but he's been a sports agent for a really long time.
All right, no, maybe not an agent. A scout.
Scout.
I haven't seen it yet. But
true story?
No.
No.
Oh, okay.
But I spent... 10, 15 minutes with Adam Sandler last night interviewing him?
Amazing.
So I hadn't seen the movie, so I act like I'd seen it, but I only asked a couple questions like that from Mike's eyes. But he was awesome.
Man, you're lucky he didn't ask you questions. What did you think about this part?
The Sandman wants to know what you thought about it.
Did you like it or not?
The Sandman wants to know what you thought was the funniest part.
Is that like a bucket list moment? Like, have you ever interviewed him?
It's Zoom, so no.
Okay.
It's awesome. But nothing over Zoom counts. Even if I got to talk to David Letterman on Zoom, I'd be like, that's neat. But not the same.
Mm-hmm.
And also, I don't really like to talk to people I really admire because I'm often let down. But I've done it so many times, been let down so much, that I don't even care about that as much because I'm like, yeah, of course. He's a human. You can love the art. You don't have to love the person. But really cool. It's really cool. And... Because we came in, they were like, hey, we want to talk to Adam Sandler? I was like, yeah, sure. What time? 9:30, 10? When we finished the show, 11? They're like, no, 6 p.m. And I was like, oh, man, I don't even know if I'll be home. I don't know what. And so we figured it out, and popped up on Zoom. And he's like, it's a damn man.
So cool.
And so Mike was over at the house last night, like 6:30 or so. And we talked, and, you know, we did a little bit about the movie because that movie's coming out, but talked a lot about basketball. And, you know, he was like, sometimes you'll see a clip pop up on Instagram of Adam Sandler playing basketball. Someone will shoot, you know, give him a pickup game on their phone. And I'm like, all I see are highlights. Like, you ever make bad plays? They never put those up. And he's like, you know, he said, for some reason, they only put up the good plays. He goes, but sometimes I'll be like, that's a really good play. I hope someone posts that one. And he goes, and those never make it. So it is really cool. His last special, though, reminded me of this, the Adam Sandler one, one of the best I've ever seen.
Yeah, 100% fresh.
Yeah. It may be because, I mean, Adam Sandler is a massive influence on me as far as the Raging Idiots go. I mean, he was the guy, Adam Sandler, and the day the squirrel went berserk.
Oh, Ray Stevens.
Ray Stevens. I mean, those two were the guys I was like, man, this music is so funny and so different, too, because Adam Sandler would be dirty, and Ray Stevens was like, you know, Christian.
Yeah.
But I take it all. Loved it. So, yeah, really cool. It'll be on next week, probably Wednesday show.
Mm-hmm.
We're just timing it out for when the movie comes out. But he was sitting in a chair and just hanging out. And usually when it's a big star, they tell you how many minutes you have left. You know, if it's a massive star, because I've got all these interviews. And Mike's like, I'll give you time. If they come pop up and they're like, hey, you got 5 minutes left, I'll let you know. And we've been talking for a long time. I looked at Mike. Mike's like, I don't know.
Keep going.
And so I'm just talking. I look at Mike. He's like, I don't know. And so we finish, and I know that I was talking to him about Anthony Edwards' place for – Golden State. Yeah, I was like, man, he's like a football player. And he's like, you know, I'm with all the, because Dirk's in the movie and there's all these guys. He goes, he's not the tallest, but yeah, he's like, he's really, you know, built. And then we finish and I turn it off and I was like, hey, they never told me a time. So like, maybe, hopefully.
The Sandman was having fun too.
Let this go. Let's keep talking.
So that'll be next week. And we'll put the whole thing here on the podcast. Obviously, if you listen to this, you get all the stuff. On the radio show, we trim out a few things that wouldn't be as good for the mass population that doesn't care about sports a bit. That's what we'll do.
What sport is the movie about? Is it basketball?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I saw the guy from Nike try to buy the Trailblazers for $2 billion, Phil Knight.
Yeah.
They said no.
And they declined?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
Wow.
They rejected that. That'd have been cool, but I mean, can you imagine? Nobody can have a shoe deal with anybody else. It's all Nike. It's
all Nike. Everything.
Yeah, all. Because, I mean, he's up in Seattle-ish, right? He's in Oregon. Yeah.
Yeah, I think they're Oregon.
Yeah, Oregon. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So that area, that Northwest area, that'd have been perfect.
Mm-hmm.
$2 billion. They said no. So, all right. Well, let's see what else we have here. I got a whole list of things that we weren't able to do it yesterday. We had a long session with Gavin DeGraw that'll be on in a bit. We're doing we taped a Bobbycast yesterday with Gavin DeGraw that was an hour long, over an hour. And I'm telling you, it's very emotional, wasn't it?
Very.
It was.
No, you weren't there, Eddie.
Oh, I'm
the Bobbycast.
Oh, the what he did on.
More elevated. Okay. Yeah, you're crazy in a good way. And it was one of those things where he was getting emotional in a really beautiful way that I didn't save him a couple times. Sometimes somebody gets emotional and they're like starting to cry. I'll be like, hey, so, you know, I understand that. And I'll start talking to fill a little space to let them regain composure. But why he was getting emotional, I felt, was so wonderful. I had to do the very uncomfortable thing of sit back and let there be silence and let him grab his water and get a drink and take a deep breath. A couple times I hopped in and saved him, but there were times where I was just like, I got to do the uncomfortable thing because I want him to make sure he's feeling his answer and what he says in the most appropriate way. So that Bobbycast, probably next Friday.
Yeah.
And then he'll be on the show after that. But we did over an hour. It was amazing. El King is on today. We have another great Bobbycast today. We've really been having some good stuff. Shout out to Mike for that. But El King is on. We have a couple clips of her. So El King, if I could describe her to you, she's very no-nonsense. In person, when you talk with her, she's actually softer than you would think because she has a lot of tattoos, and you just think somebody with tattoos stab you, just generally. Not even her, but anybody. If I see one tattoo, stab. I see Amy. She's got a couple tattoos. Well, stab. It'd be a small blade, but stab. But El has a bunch of songs. For example, play me Different for Girls.
It's different for girls when their hearts get broke. They can't take
it. Yeah, she has Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home with Miranda Lambert. She has, I don't know if we have X's and O's that we can play. Do we have X's and O's, guys? There's it. There it is.
Yeah. Oh.
So,
you have America's Sweetheart? I like that one.
It's up there. And they play that on the softball all the time. Sure. Yeah.
This is a jam, dude.
The softball World Series happening right now.
Oh, yeah, they play this. This one there?
Yeah.
So, beat the drum with me. I'm not a man.
So, her story is very interesting because she's in country now, which is always weird for me. I don't always love that. But for her, it makes total sense because she wasn't really anything as far as she's a banjo player. So natural instrument, and she did like sort of alternative stuff. But it got so big at alternative, they put it over at pop. And she's from Southern Ohio, but she also was in Los Angeles a lot because her dad is Rob Schneider.
You can do it.
Yes.
Who's speaking to Adam Sandler?
Yeah,
it did a lot together. They were estranged for a long time. They have a good relationship now. But we talk about all of that. It's such a good interview. She talks about why she goes by L. King and not L. Schneider.
Didn't want to use my dad's name. When I kind of started to get successful, we hadn't been talking. My legal name is Tanner L. Schneider. I started using my mother's last name as a teenager, and I mean probably because I was angry and it's cooler, but also like that was my family, and I worked very, 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 very hard to get signed, to get any tour, to play any show ever, and I never wanted anyone to say you got it because your dad, and he knows this now, you know, and because he didn't do anything. I worked my ass off, and I didn't want to be connected to that.
She talked about how she was nervous because she wrote Drunk and I Don't Want to Go Home years ago, but she didn't like the verses. And she's like, because, you know, she was like, the hook is so good, and we kept that, but we rewrote it. And then she was like, man, I have to text Miranda and ask her to be on the song. And this is her talking about that.
I was like shaking. And I said to her, it's true. I said, you're the only person I'm asking. If you say no, it's not going to be a duet. If you would at all be interested in doing this, let me know. She didn't text me back for a whole day. And the next day she texted me back and she said that it was really catchy and she heard her husband singing it in the shower. And so she said yes. And I knew it was a big chorus, but we were going to go to pop and alternative with it. I didn't, neither of us, we still laughed because we were like, we did not think that it was going to do what it did.
So listen to that today. It may be up now. It may be up in 30 minutes or so. I don't know. But search for the Bobbycast. And here's what I like about her. And I am sensitive to people that come from other places and go, I'm now a country. Very sensitive to it. Actually, a lot of times I don't like it because I don't feel it's genuine. But what happens when people do that, they try to fake like they are. Like, man, I always have been. Like, no, not really. Like, well, I had a cousin once who went to Nebraska, so it makes me country. They try to do that thing. That happens a lot where they all of a sudden, she doesn't do that. She's like, this is who I am. F it. You know, like it, great. You do like it, great. That to me shows she's not trying to squeeze her way in anywhere. She's trying to be somewhere that she's appreciated. And that's why I like it. That's why I like her. And that's why I think she translates well. But she's like, you know what? I lived in Southern Ohio. Then I lived in New York. I lived in L.A. So I ain't trying to be something I ain't. But that being said, I think that she's really cool. And it was very straightforward. There were times it was a little uncomfortable because we're just kind of not going at each other, but it's like asking questions that maybe we don't know if the answers we're going to like it. And she pushed on me a little bit. It's great. It's great. I love that. So that was a good one, right, Mikey?
Very good one.
Ooh, very good. Ooh,
we got a very. Got the very.
We got two really strong ones in a row. What was last week?
It was Allie Colleen.
That's a great one, too. Oh, Garth's daughter.
Yeah, that's good.
So you got Allie Colleen, Elle King, and then Gavin DeGraw.
That's a good one. But they're hour long. The difference is people will go like, what's the difference? Why don't you just put them on the show? Well, Elle and Dirks will be performing on Monday's show.
Yep.
But I can't sit with them for an hour. And I can't get the intimate feel of, she sits where Amy sits in the studio. I could reach over and touch her. And there's a pressure for both of us having to sit one-on-one, look each other in the eyes this close, and having to just answer questions, both of us. And that intimate feel, nobody does interviews like that that's an hour long. Sometimes I wish I didn't, but I've already kind of set this is what happens here. And I don't really have like a lot of questions. You know, Mike does really good research on making sure I don't not know stuff. But I'll just start and go, whatever's on my mind. Man, my hat, the bill's a little too flat. Do you ever wear stuff where you feel like you look dumb, like you're too young? And that just and then away we go, and I'll just follow that trail until...
They're probably like, all right, this is interesting. Could talk about the bill of the hat.
With Gavin, we started talking about because he owns a bar in Broadway, on Broadway.
Really?
Didn't but it has that. For like 13 years. I didn't know it was
wow,
that long.
Wow, really?
And I was like, I don't know what it's called.
National Underground.
Yeah. Oh, Ray. Radio. Ray's like, I was there last night.
So I was like, hey, this bar thing that you have, you own a bar. And he's like, yeah, yeah. I said, is it like me with the gyms I own where I ain't really involved. I don't know anything about running a gym. Like, I go and check in. Maybe we'll help out macro creative. Even then, I haven't in a long time. Or, like, are you involved? He's like, I don't know anything about bars. He's like, we've just been in. So that started it. And then he was like, we had a bar in New York for a little bit. And it's okay, New York. Well, where'd we go there? We grew up 90 miles away in a prison town. His dad was a prison guard. I mean, it just happens to go in good directions.
That's cool.
If you listen. You know, that's always the thing. People are like, what's the key to being a good interview? Do you have all your questions written out? Be super prepared. That's important. But the best thing you can do when interviewing somebody is actually have the confidence to listen to what they are saying. Because you have to have confidence that you can hear what they're saying and go to another place based off what they're saying. You need to get to places for sure. Your little dots that they came in is always a promotional thing. But if you have the confidence to listen to someone, then that will be the best interview because you're not pre-planned. If someone's in a bad mood or tired, you got your dots. You follow the freaking dots. That happens. That happens to me. I'm exhausted. Somebody's interviewing me, and I'm like, oh, man, I just don't have it. I can't think quick, and I like to just walk down the dots. But if I'm feeling good, and I love if somebody will listen and then take that to the next spot. So, all right, there's that. Check out the El King one. It's up today. Summer Fridays are the key to happy people. If your job does Summer Fridays, which we do, we're going to leave here early today.
Summer Fridays?
What does that mean?
Yeah.
What do you think it means?
I guess it means you get off on Fridays during the summer.
Well, a new survey reveals the key to being happier at work is Summer Fridays. 80% of the 2,000 people polled say they're happier on the clock when they have a short day on Friday.
Okay.
Short day.
Yeah. Well, like that's that. What do you think we get 4-day work week? Some jobs do that. We can't. sometimes we can, but you know, like today, we'll be here for 20 more minutes and be out of here. You know, it'll be a really early day. That's Summer Friday. Hey.
Summer Friday.
The key to your happiness.
Can we do that yearly Friday?
No, winter we don't do it. Winter we're here till 6 p.m. It's misery
Spring.
Winter.
You just pick a different day of the week.
That's from the New York Post. A man in Cleveland was accused of stealing about $500 worth of hoverboards on Sunday from a Target location. And on the way out, he pepper sprayed two loss prevention officers.
Oh.
But a hoverboard, walk me through what that is that's not Michael J. Fox in Back to the Future.
It's not that. It's kind of deceiving because it doesn't hover at all. It's still on two wheels, but you stand on it and it just kind of senses your motion.
Oh, I know that thing. I see it in the airport sometimes.
Yeah, you lean forward, it goes forward. You lean back, it goes back.
That's an ACL waiting to be torn. That's how I see it in my head. Yeah. Oh, there's the ACL ride. You ride that and you tear your ACL.
Right.
I don't get on it.
You kids have one?
Yes. Remember, Kane Brown gave Stevenson one.
Oh, yeah, for his birthday, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Stevenson still rides it all the time.
What I don't understand, though, maybe you guys can help me here. A man is accused of stealing about $500 worth of hoverboards. I would think that would be one or two hoverboards.
Yeah, maybe two or three, right? Maybe they're about 100 each. I think they'd be more than that. I think they're more than that.
I don't know, but I would think they'd be more than that. That's from Cleveland 19 News. I mean, the headline is he sprayed the guy in the face.
About $100.
Wow.
So he's running out with five of those?
Inflation ain't hitting the hoverboards, is it?
No. I mean, it's pretty affordable.
But the fact that he had pepper spray ready to pop anybody who was coming at him, that's wild.
Dude, I saw a story last night, I think here in Nashville, of like this guy robbing a liquor store, and he took the gun out of the security guy's belt and shot him with it. Mm.
What do you mean he took it? When the guy wasn't looking or after he robbed?
They were wrestling. Security guard was trying to stop him. They were wrestling. He grabbed his own gun and shot the security guard.
Security guard die? He did. Mm. Ah, dang. And he's working security at a liquor store?
Yeah.
I wonder, because if he started robbing, I guess I'm wondering how it went down. Because if he goes in and robs, does he attack the security guy before he robs?
Man, it's kind of like right after the basketball game, and it was on us kind of overhearing it. But it sounds like there was an altercation inside the liquor store. He was trying to get him out of the liquor store. And once they got in the street, that's when they wrestled.
He robbed, security guy grabbed him, and then it happened out
there. Yeah.
Dang, that stinks.
Mm-hmm.
17-year-old creates a fake COVID test center, and they get $6 million in state payouts.
How old? 17?
Yeah.
Wow. My gosh.
He's been found guilty of creating a fake COVID screening center and pocketing $6 million in state payouts for tests that were never performed because it wasn't a real place.
$6 million.
At the height of coronavirus, the demand for tests was so great, the government was reimbursing. So healthcare providers benefited greatly, but this kid figured out all he had to do was create a COVID test center on paper and then invoice thousands of tests every day. The young man, who was 17 years old, came up with the idea in 2020, pocketed $6 million, did no work. It's from Oddity Central. I mean, that sucks. That's a smart kid, though.
Real smart kid. So what do you do as a judge? Like, he's obviously got skill, talent. He did it. He did something wrong.
I'm going to be the judge. Hello, 17-year-old. You've done this where you've stolen $6 million from the government. Mm. Did you go to school at that time? Did you get good grades? Yeah, you're a smart kid, huh? I guess you have to be smart to be able to do this. Now, this is very much against the law, but I don't think that I'm going to waste your whole life because of this. You're going to pay the money back, first of all. And you're going to pay the money back with interest. So it's going to be about $7.1 million.
That's crazy.
Oh, how much do you have in your account? Oh, four and a half. So you spend a little bit of that. What'd you get there? Oh, wow, I got that kind of car. Okay. You're going to use your smart brain. You get to figure out how to pay us back. Mm. But I'm not going to put you in jail. I will put you in jail if your payment plan, if you don't hit your payment plan.
Oh, wow.
So just know that you're going to go to jail. But, you know, I think you can turn this into a bright future. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to put a couple of our smartest FBI mentors with you. And we're going to actually work to get you to a place where you can help us with your skills.
Oh.
If you back out of the program, you're going to jail. So for the next 3 years, you're going to be in this program. You're going to learn. You're going to go to school. You're going to go to college. And you can check out at the end, but you're going to pay back, and you're going to learn, and we're going to see what we can learn from this. That's right.
I mean, this kid, that's a great thing. The kid would love that.
Except he's down $1 million extra.
Well, sure. He's got to give money back.
He'll have to do some community service, too. There'd be some sort of physical punishment, but mm-hmm. I don't think I'd put him in jail. If he's not been trouble, and if he's a good kid otherwise.
Yeah.
Dang.
It's a lot of money.
Here is a dad of the year or bad dad story. Is it wrong to try to catch a home run ball while holding your baby? Now, that's the question. When I ask that just straight up, Eddie, you're holding your youngest, and a home run ball comes, what do?
I've thought about it. I've got to catch the ball. Like, absolutely.
You reach out hard to catch the ball?
Yeah, you reach out
not
hard.
Not if it's coming right at you. Like, you got to really, like, not jump, but you got to, like, lean hard.
I think as dads, you know how moms have like mom instincts of certain things? I think the dad instinct is like, I'm at a baseball game. I'm going to catch the home run.
Yeah.
And I'm going to protect my baby at the same time.
That sounds secondary. When you did that, that was the second thought.
The priority is catch the baseball.
The guy probably shouldn't have attempted to catch the home run ball, but it worked out. A fan at a major league game leaned over some railing with his baby in his arm to try to catch a ball. He avoided disaster, made the grab.
Yes.
Wow.
And kept everyone safe.
It's the leaning over the railing part.
Yeah,
that's
a little
getting
dangerous.
Me.
It's very Michael Jackson blanket.
Yeah.
Like, remember we hung that baby over
the window?
There? No, you know, the ledge.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, he's out of a window, right?
I thought he walked out over a ledge.
I thought it was like
a ledge. I feel like it was a ledge.
Yeah.
Whatever. It still was dangerous. And yeah, I wouldn't, I would be so mad at my, I mean, he got lucky. Like if he would have dropped the baby or something, like fallen over, it would have been horrible.
What was Michael Jackson doing there? Like, did that ever come out?
What was
he doing?
What do you mean doing?
Well, why was he doing that?
I think there's a lot of press outside.
Waving at fans.
Yeah, like fans, press. I knew where he was. He was staying there in another country, like probably doing music or something. And he gets like waves and he has the baby with him. And like, it's like a joke.
No, not a good joke. Wow.
So, all right. I have stuff I must talk about before we leave the post show and other stuff I may get to. Up first, Lunchbox, I'll start with you. You are now playing in the softball game somewhat, right?
No, not that I know of.
Well, you are.
Ooh.
Thanks to you.
This is how he's finding out. He's
gonna, okay, wow. I didn't know if I told you. You're going to get a glove and a jersey, ooh, and you're going to do everything, and you are going to play, and you're also going to do some announcing as well, but you're playing the game. I did a half Kool-Aid man, not a full Kool-Aid man, but I did a half Kool-Aid man. So you will be, that's what you want. You're going to play a little bit, right?
Well.
Oh, God. Oh, are you telling me? I had to make like three calls. Go ahead.
Well, here's the thing. Now I feel like it's a sympathy play. Like, okay. It's like, oh, you know what I mean? Okay.
No one's going to know the difference except people that listen to this podcast.
Right. Well, I mean, everybody in the stands is going to be the people that listen to our show. And so I'm like, man, I don't want the sympathy. It's like the sympathy invite. It's like,
it's not because they told you you were playing. You agreed to do it to play. It's not sympathy. They're just actually doing what they said they were going to do to begin with.
Yeah, now I'm torn. Now do I, yeah.
Well, anyway, it's there if you want it.
Take it.
I had to call a few different people and be like, hey.
I do appreciate you half Kool-Aid man, but I didn't say I wanted to cash it. I wanted to save it maybe for something bigger.
There's no, no, that's not true. There's no, there's not a coupon.
Oh, well,
he turn
did
it
say the other day.
It expires in 10 seconds. 9, 8, 7.
Take it.
6.
Lunch, take it.
5, 4,
you already used it,
3,
Eddie. There's nothing to say.
1, it's now expired. He doesn't have another one. All right, there you go. So there's that one. Hey, Morgan, let me address this. So our videos on Instagram now are shorter. We don't see the whole bit. Why? Because I see people commenting. And I was watching a bit the other day, and it was like, oh, if you like this, go watch the rest of it. And I was like, what the crap?
You were upset.
Yeah, I was like, I don't want to go to YouTube. I want to watch it. That's why I follow the page. Can you tell me why this has happened?
Yeah, because we were doing the longer videos, but because the Instagram algorithm doesn't favor those anymore, they just weren't even making it to anybody that follows us. Like the views were so low and the engagement was so low that we had to switch over to making the videos now reels instead of longer videos.
So
in order to even get our content to people in the first place, we had to change over. There wasn't like an option to do a longer video now.
So we can't because when we do, they don't pop up on people's feeds.
Yeah, and it doesn't even give anybody the option to engage with it because Instagram no longer wants us to create those videos.
Okay.
They don't want long videos. They just want short videos, quick clips. Oh. And that's why, like, the best of both worlds was putting it on YouTube, the full video, somewhere at least people can still go watch it. And then Instagram, we're now back in people's feeds and we're actually getting good engagement again.
And it's tough, man. I had to edit down, like, you know, easy trivia or something and put that, which is a 5-minute game, into like 1 minute.
Yeah, so can I make a recommendation, one that may not even be able to be done? I'm not even sure if it's a thing. So let's, because doesn't it say, hey, go to YouTube to watch? Does it just say, hey, if you want to watch the rest of it, go to YouTube, right?
Yeah.
Can we make it where we put a link, like E, and they're like, hey, you like the story? There's
link
a link in our profile.
Yeah.
And then the link tree has the YouTube page. You go right to the YouTube page with the videos.
We do have that. But for whatever reason, Instagram hasn't allowed that option to work with Reels yet. So, like, we have the whole link in bio feature, which is why you'll see that on, like, some of the other videos that are just posted regularly. But the Reels, for whatever reason, they don't allow the link in bio option to work.
But if you just put go to the link in bio written on the back side of the video. If you want to see it all, go to the link in the bio. And you go to the bio and you just put the link up. Can't you go to that? You hit a link and it's like all the YouTube videos?
Yes, but our link in bio right now goes to everything. It goes to YouTube. It goes to BobbyBones.com. It goes everywhere. So like if
what do we post
most? Just one link.
Yeah, what do we post most on that page?
On which page?
The Bobby Bones Show page.
The Bobby Bones Show? Everything's up there. The YouTube videos are up there. The blogs are up there.
No. The Bobby Bones Show Instagram page. What do we post most up there? Videos?
Yeah, it's all videos and some pictures and stuff.
I think we should just send it to the full-length videos.
The link? The link in bio?
I do. Somebody weigh in here. This is a meeting we're having on the air.
Okay. So, like, the E! News one, which I'm with you, that gets me all the time because I want to know. They post a little something, and I'm like, oh, I want to know the rest. And then I know if I just go to the link and then click the link in bio and then go to the image that—
But what she's saying, yes, we talked about that. But what she's saying is if right now it's at Bobby, it goes to BobbyBones.com with all the
stuff. Which has everything.
Right, but I'm saying if we're just videos, but can't we just— Because then you got to go to the page and then click another link and get to the videos. Like, if we're just really putting content for people to have— Shouldn't we just link straight to the videos if that's our main thing that we're doing on that page? I just know I was frustrated by not being able to see the bit. And then I had to go chase it down through a couple links. And then I didn't. I gave up. And I was like, I'm out.
Yeah, you're not
going to
watch.
Sorry. What I was going to get to was that inside the article, it has the— Can they, inside the article, have the full YouTube video?
That's what
you just said.
We have that.
Yes. I have an ask right now out to Instagram and like our digital team that we can start putting those link in bios for the reels. Because otherwise, we're paying for the link in bio feature.
Paying for it.
How much is
it? I'm out. I quit. Paying for it.
You have to pay for that?
Paying for crap.
It's a whole program, yes. So otherwise, then we're paying for something we're not using if we change that. So we can. That can absolutely happen. But right now, it is a program we're paying for, and it works for everything else. It's just the program has not switched over to utilizing Reels.
I guess
it's happening so fast.
Right. My dream world is to watch a video because all I watch on that page is all videos. I don't want to see the rest of it. I just go to the link and it's just to the videos. Mm-hmm. That's all. Just a link to the videos. If that can happen.
Can you link in the descriptions?
No.
You can, but it doesn't hyperlink.
Yeah,
it doesn't. Then you have to copy,
copy and paste.
That's
so stupid, huh?
It's so dumb.
I'm sure there's a reason and we have no idea why we're like, that sucks, but there's a real reason.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's the situation there. Hey, Ray, I just texted Christian Bush and was like, hey, are you able to talk? Ray, if I send you his number, can you get him on real quick?
Gang, gang.
Okay. I'm not sure what that means, but I will send that.
What did he say?
Gang. I texted to you, Ray. Just give him a call.
He said gang, gang, Eddie.
What does that mean?
Like, good to go.
Calling from a number. It may.
Block number.
It may say unknown or block. I saw my kid's book for the first time.
The actual hard copy?
Well, sort of. An old program director from Austin now works, I believe, in Greensboro named J.T. Bosch, and he texted me, and his kid had the book, my book. And she was like, she loves it. I love this book. It's awesome. It's so cool. And I was like, I should have been like, thank you. But I was like, how the F did you get that book? I've not seen it yet.
So how?
And he's like, well, we had like 20 of them sent to us.
What?
Oh.
And I said, wait, what? And he said, yeah. I said, a lot of stations had books. I said, what? I haven't even seen I've spent 2 years on this thing and I haven't even seen it. So apparently they sent it to everybody but me.
Wow.
I haven't even seen my own book. I've been through and made sure all the pages were colored right. They sent them individually. We've done the cover. And this book has not taken the most work, but it's taken the most time because concept, got it, write it. They go, shave 2 years off of it. All right. Well, instead of bumpy ride, it's going to be wobbly bobbly ride. You know what that thing. So I spent a little time doing that. And then I don't draw. And rarely do kids book writers draw their thing. So I went through a bunch of
illustrators,
you know, the shape of Stanley, because did all that. And his dog collar, his friends. I did the voices. So it's like taking 2 years for it to be done. And then I don't get it. What the crap? So then I hit up. I was like, hey, why did I not get the book? And they're like, oh, you wanted it? What do you mean I wanted it? It's out in like 2 weeks, huh?
Yeah, 14th.
Did they send it to our station?
Weeks? I don't. I swear to God, if Ray or Scuba is in there reading it every day and I've not seen it.
We got Christian.
You have Christian on the phone?
Yeah.
All right. Christian Bush is on with us. Christian, can you hear me, buddy?
Yes, I can.
How you doing, man? Where are you?
I'm actually in Nashville right now. I just got here last night.
And what are you doing here in town? You working, you writing, or just living, or what?
Well, you know, it's coming up on the great mecca of all country music fans. So
CMA
I'm
Fest.
Here to host for the BBC, actually, doing your job.
Yeah, Christian. Are you doing the he's done it for years. Like, he does part of CMA Fest, but before BBC. And is that you go and interview artists and, like, send it over and you do a special over there or what?
Oh, yeah. It's a special airs later in the year right when they run up to the CMAs. But it's kind of fun because, you know, not a lot of people in Europe for the last 10 years, they've just been discovering people, you know. Like, I remember interviewing, like, Jason Aldean, and they were like, we don't know who you are. I was like, really?
Yeah, it's pretty
cool.
So
I had to explain it. So I help artists try to show themselves off.
And Christian is on. I texted him because he has two songs that came out today. And I listened to them, and I was like, dang, I like the T-shirt one. It's called When This Shirt Was New. And then we played it on the air. We were just talking about it. And it's so good. Mike, can you play a little bit of that for people that – if you could just fast forward to the chorus a little bit. Now, Christian, you got to listen to your own song for a second, so stand by. Rock and roll, love, blind lovers, time may fade, the blue to gray. What we had don't wash away. I always think about it, always smile about it. That fast car, guitar, summer, and the girl that I loved back when this shirt was new. That's a jam, man. That's awesome. So glad you put that one. That's like a perfect upbeat summer song, make you feel good. So did you write that one? Because I haven't looked at any notes about this song.
Oh, yeah. I wrote it. I wrote it with Connie Harrington. We were, you know, thinking about all those T-shirts that, you know, all the people that you love end up stealing from you.
True.
And then sort of, you know, you got to go negotiate them back.
Except in our house, you know, a lot of Caitlin and my shirts, a lot of Arkansas Razorback shirts, and she's like, I'm never wearing that. And she has Oklahoma shirts, and I'm like, I'm never wearing that. So that isn't as much of a problem. But I definitely understand that. And you put it out, and we played it today. A lot of people are, you know, messaging up, hey, what was that song? So are you playing shows as well? Like, why'd you put out the new music right now?
Well, I turned 52 this year. And I thought, well, that's a kind of weird thing to be because I never thought I would be that old. So I decided I would put out 52 songs on my 52nd birthday.
Wait, what?
Which was in March. And so the record company asked me to cut it into four different releases, and this is the second release, and it came out literally today, the first two songs.
50, I don't understand, though. 52, I understand the math of divided by four. So is this going to be a bigger project that comes out, and this is just two from that bigger project of the quarter of the 52?
Yeah, so it's a layered album, and by next March, you will have had 52 songs. The whole album comes out on the 24th, I believe, of June, so...
And you should call it a box. Just call it a box set.
It's a lot of songs.
Yeah, just be like, hey, it's a box set. It's anthology? What is it?
Anthology.
An anthology. Yeah, anthology. I would just say a lot of stuff and make it. Wow, that's a lot of Christian Bush. That's cool. Well, I love the song, and that's all. I know when I texted you, I was like, hey, we played your song. I hadn't talked to you. I told Eddie. I said I hadn't talked to Christian in a couple months. Yeah. What else? Anything else been happening?
Well, I mean, I've been producing music. There's a new artist out named Megan Maroney. I hope you'd be. Everybody gets to hear her at some point. She's really good. She was our intern in Atlanta. And she eventually told us she wrote songs. I was like, oh my gosh, these are great. So we're trying to help her with that.
Someone comes in the studio, gun to my head, and says, all right, you can either play Megan Maroney's song or Christian Bush's song. And that's it. Which one would you like me to say, Christian?
Oh my gosh. Yeah. We'll always play the new artist, dude.
Gun to my head.
Bobby Bones.
Gun to my head, Christian.
I know, but still play my song because I love it.
That's it. Yeah. See? So you've been producing. What else you been doing?
Let's see. Well, I wrote a couple of musicals, which, geez, please don't ask me to write more musicals. Those things are really heavy to lift off the ground.
Do people come to you and ask you to write them, or do you have these ideas yourself?
No, they come to me. I got asked to do another one a couple of weeks ago about Alabama football. I was like, no way. I'm never going to make a musical about Alabama football.
Were the two that you wrote, anything I heard of, like Cats or Wicked?
Right. Phantom of the Opera?
Yeah, any of that? Did you do any of that?
No, but you know, no, but the guy who wrote Wicked asked me to write a song for one of his musicals called Working. I did that a year ago.
Is that
really strange.
Is Working
just,
the one
you know
with...
me? We write songs. Sarah, who knows where they use them?
Yeah. Is that the one with Sarah Bareilles working?
Waitress.
Oh, Waitress.
Yeah.
That's Waitress.
Dang. I haven't heard any of this, but I will, I bet. Well, listen, it takes a minute. I love the new song. I love when the shirt was new. We'll probably play it again at some point. I think we'll probably feature it on the national countdown. Why don't we commit to that right now, Mike? So just wanted to say hello, and I text Chris, like, can you come on? He goes, like, well, I'm in the shower. I was like, good, we can't see you.
Perfect.
We have a camera in your house. Yeah.
You know, I tell you what, Bobby Bones, last time that something like this happened, I was somewhere out west, and I woke up to a phone full of text messages about Trailer Hitch, and you had played it.
As a jam.
And the same thing's happening right now. So thank you.
That's a jam. Do you guys, a final question, I got to ask you the obligatory Sugarland question. Are you guys ever doing anything again?
Oh, absolutely. We turned in a record right at the beginning of COVID.
Wait, what?
We turned in a record in March of that year, and it was ready. And we were ready to go out on tour in May, and then they just kept pushing it and pushing it. So that's where we are, just waiting for someone to tell us when we're supposed to go back out.
Wait, you're saying right now, because I thought you were going to say, you know, we still talk about getting back together every now and then. Yeah, you know, that was
Oh, no.
But you're telling me you did a whole Sugarland record, and you guys are ready to take the world on again as Sugarland.
You know, we make music.
What the crap? Is this breaking news?
I decided that maybe we needed to not sing our own songs for the first time as a very big Sugarland experiment. And we asked the best songwriters in the town, please send us your stuff. And Jennifer and I cut 5 songs we didn't even know or write. And it was beautiful. I can't wait for people to hear it.
Has this news already been broken? Is this old news that I just didn't know, or is it new news? And regardless of what the real answer is, just say, no, it's breaking news, and you're the only one who has it. So, go ahead, Christian. Say that.
Well, it's new news for you, which I think is great.
No, you missed what I said there. Say, this is breaking news, and you're the only one that has it.
This is breaking news, and you're the only one that has it.
You heard it here first, guys. There it is. Breaking news. All right, Christian. Well, I love the song. Wanted to tell you that publicly in a forum where lots of people could hear it. And then when you guys are rolling in Sugarland, come on, let's do it again. I'll see you guys, and I'll see you soon.
Absolutely, brother.
All right.
Thank you.
You're a lovely human. It was great talking to you, and hopefully I'll see you soon.
As are you, brother.
All right. Bye-bye. I don't know why I say bye-bye. I never say bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Right then. I never have said bye-bye in my life, I don't think. I don't know why then I was taken to go bye-bye.
Sounds cool.
I think I stuttered and went, and I just went bye the second one. Well, that was pretty good. Is he still on the line or gone, guys?
Gonzo.
We should cut that up and make it put it on the show.
Yeah,
like
ready.
Okay, cool. There's some good stuff there, and we'll even leave in the part where I go, "Hey, say no, say it's breaking." Leave the whole thing in there. Where it's like, "Say it," and then he says it, because then you know it's a joke. That's pretty good. We'll play the song again. I love that guy. I've written with him a few times, and he is just so smart that you just give up when it comes to songwriting. You just go, he's pulling out instruments. And at that point, you stop trying to help, because your help only holds anything back. There's no progress from someone like me. But love him, lovely guy. Let's see, anything else I want to do? Amy's podcast. I got 3 things I want to do. Amy's podcast. Our friend Leslie Simon is Amy's guest. Leslie, from what I know, then you can help me. Leslie basically runs Garth's label.
Yeah, she works for Garth and Trisha.
Yeah.
The two respective labels to them, because Trisha has stuff too.
So that's not the same label that Garth
has. I think she said there's something different. There's 2 umbrellas, but
I've known Leslie forever. She used to come in with Carrie and Paisley. Wait, 10 years ago.
Yeah, she worked for Arista and Sony. That's when I first met her.
Mm-hmm. When she came with Cam, whenever I was like, no, do the Burning House one. And they're like, really? Yeah, do that one. And then we made it a single. It's a whole thing. So I have a great relationship with Leslie. She came to my wedding. She's been fighting cancer for a long time.
Yeah, and it was shortly after your wedding that the cancer came back. Mm-hmm. So she was in remission, and now she's going to be living with it for the rest of her life. And so just that perspective, it started as breast cancer and as metastasized, but I just wanted her to come on. You know, I've had Ray's wife on, and I feel like, you know, Leslie was a mentor to Ray's wife during her cancer battle, and come October, we all talk about breast cancer awareness, but here we are kind of in June, and just wanting to bring to light just self-exams and advocating for yourself, because she, you know, was told, she kind of had to feel around for herself. She was told that she was all clear and nothing was there, and she did a self-exam in her lymph nodes and found, she was like, nope, I think we need a different test because, like, something's up. And so that was after the breast cancer had you know, metastasized. So just advocating for yourself and doing self-exams. And I'm just so thankful for her sharing her story and her perspective on life, because she just has a, knowing that she's living with stage four cancer, she still has such an amazing outlook.
Check it out. Four Things with Amy Brown. She's a, Leslie's a lovely, lovely person. Mm-hmm. Okay, I got a couple more things. Lunchbox says the storage locker on eBay is ready to go. What, Lunchbox, what's happening with our storage locker stuff that we bought?
So, yeah, I made an eBay account that has nothing to do with us, so no one knows it's us, and they can't track it. You know, made up a different email, all that. It's ready to go, but I'm
it's not BobbyBones at gmail.com.
Right. And so I just don't know anything about shoes. You're more the shoe guy, and so I need to know what our minimum price should be for our first pair of Jordans.
Which, can you show them? Can I see them
on
your computer?
Hold
Eddie?
On, let me grab them.
Everybody see them?
Yeah, he's going to pull them up.
Do you want to do the Jordans or do you want to do the Yeezys? Or, I mean, I can give you a...
I thought the Jordans would be the first one just because we started out with the Jordans.
Why not do a couple? Why not do a couple or a few?
I want to see how they go, because then I want to try eBay for the first one, and then if this doesn't go that well, I was going to try to find a used shoe site.
Okay, sure. I think you should put up at least two pair, because if they go to our page, and it's only one thing, first of all, that seems a little weird. It's only one thing listed. And then two, if... They're like, oh, I don't like those, but if they have shoes, I want to see what other shoes they have. So I would think you would do a couple.
Okay, so I can do a pair of the Yeezys and then a pair of the Jordans.
Let's do those. You have them with you?
No, I got to go in the other room. I didn't know we were going to this. Hold on. Can you stall?
We can get someone to get them, right?
One. When does anybody know I'm going to anything?
No, never.
Really? Never. And then two. Oh, my stomach hurts.
Goldbuster!
I think I'm passing a...
Just now?
A gallstone?
Like something's going on.
Really? It's not a gas?
I mean, it could be, but not this hard. What if right now is what, like, and then I just die?
I don't know, but stop. I'm like, what just happened? What if you really went into severe pain in this very moment.
What if I just die right now?
Where's the defibrillator, Mike D? Do we have one?
But, like, what does it feel like? Is it passing? Do you have hemorrhoids?
No.
Is it hemorrhoids?
Hey, there's a lot of questions.
At once. <It's> like,
just pick one.
Yeah, just
you asked three.
I'm like, overloaded.
Hemorrhoid?
No. I haven't had a hemorrhoid issue in years.
Well, okay, I didn't hold know if on, that Lunchbox. Was like the shoot. Bobby's sometimes dying. That presents hold as a on. Shooting pain.
This is not hemorrhoid. Lunchbox, let's go to you. Go ahead. I'm gonna suffer alone quietly.
I'm back.
Okay, thank you. Can you show me?
Oh yeah.
All right, show me the first pair. Describe them to me, please.
They are Jordans. They are white, black, and the.
Okay, yeah, those are like the White Sox Jordans. That's what I know them as. They're low. They're the Chicago White Sox. What's up? What's the number on the back? Is it 23 or 45?
On the back of what? Oh, 23. I see what you're
okay,
saying.
Okay, so, number right, Jordan.
I've never had Jordans, so I didn't know what you're
saying. Those are Jordans.
About. Yes, and show me the bottom of them. They're extremely clean.
Very clean. I mean, they look very well taken care of.
It's like a salesman.
Gently worn.
The cleanest I've ever seen.
No, really. Like, the tread on the bottom, it's all there. Like, yes. It's not worn down at all.
Yeah. So, I mean, I would say, can you do a buy it now?
You can do a buy it now. That's what I'm saying. I didn't want to put it too low.
What size are they? If they're like 11, that's like perfect. It's universal. Average. Not average.
These are 10 and a half
Trust
U.S.
Me. Trust me. I'm 11. It ain't average.
It's really?
10 and a half. That's good.
Euro, they're 44.5.
Okay.
Okay. CM, they're 28.5, and what's, BR, they're 42.5.
BR in Baton Rouge, they're 44
okay,
size.
Okay, and what's CM?
CM is capital of Maine.
Okay.
Craig Morgan?
Do a buy it now lunchbox of, did you find any low ones for sale, Mike, online? Mm-hmm. Do a buy it now of probably $90.
Excuse me? 90? You only think we can get $90 for these?
Well, they have been, if I were going to buy them online and they had already been worn, well, like, go to like, let me look at Grailed. Hold on.
Like, I mean, I just have
hold
no
on.
Idea.
Let me look
I
at Grailed.
$200.
Yeah, you would. But I
that's
also
I
also want to make money back from this. Because how much money did I put in total?
We put $220.
Okay. And then we split what we get back. Okay, so if we get 90 from this one pair, what do you got, Mike?
Yeah, that's probably a good price, what you said.
Low Jordan. Did you type White Sox?
Yeah, I just brought up jerseys.
But you type in the cleanest you've ever seen?
Gently born.
Pretty darn clean.
Black and white. Hold on. On Grailed, which stuff is always used? I would okay. Put them at 100 lunchbox. Buy it now 100. If you want to do buy it now higher, you can do buy it now 110. But you're not going to sell them for $400 if they've been used, and that's not a really tough. Like I have those with a 45 on the back. They're a little harder to get because
45.
Michael Jordan when he played for the White Sox.
Ah, that's right.
And when he came back after the that was the number when he came back for a little bit for the Bulls.
Dang, I thought they would. Now I'm a little disappointed. I thought we were gonna make a lot of money.
What are those listed as, Mike? Do you know the name of those?
Let's see.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know.
They're not Jordan 1s. Those are because Jordan 1s are the old ones that you think of in your head.
Yeah, the originals. Where,
yeah. Oh.
Are you okay?
Man, my stomach is killing me. Let's see here.
What was that? What was that Starbucks you had?
It's the thing I always have. I don't always have any Starbucks, but.
Oh, that's cool. On the inside, it says quality basketball products inspired by the greatest player ever. That's really cool.
Is it?
I like that.
He's selling it. But we don't have any. We're not sending anybody there, Lunchbox.
I'm just talking about. I've never seen the.
You want to add that in the post lunch?
I will. If it'll help sell.
All right, show me the next one, and we're going to keep looking this up.
You want me to go get the other one? I thought you were doing Yeezys.
God. No, no, the Yeezys. Do you have those with you?
Yeah, hold on 1 second. Filibuster.
Filibuster. Oh, this guy. Bones, you're not filibustering.
No, I know. They're like 11s. I'm just trying to see what they go for online. Jordan 11. White, black. Okay, so we're going to load these up. We're going to make our money back, and then we're going to buy another unit. Okay, here we go. If you wanted to buy this in a high top, $169.99, unless they're the old 2018s, then they're like $400. But I got a feeling that's not what that is.
These are low tops, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mike, you see anything? Mm-mm.
So how much between like a brand new and like, versus gently used?
This is...
like what would you take off?
Man,
$20?
StockX you could get up for two. But these are new.
He's back.
Hey, Lunchbox.
What's on StockX?
Well, you could get them on StockX, but they're new for like $2.50.
Wow.
See?
So but they're new. New.
There's a big deal in new
brand
and
new
used.
And okay, how much?
Do this. List them at list them at one.
Light new.
No, okay, but light new's not saying it's new. List them at $150. Buy it now.
$100 off because they're gently used.
Yeah. Yes. And then start the bidding at $70.
Okay. Here's the first pair of Yeezys.
Here you go, Bones. Let me get this up for you.
And if you feel like we could get higher, you could raise that buy it now if you want. Those are good. There's a Pirate. I mean, those are
those brand new lunch or gently used?
No, these are more worn than the Jordans for sure.
Not the cleanest you've ever seen?
Not the cleanest.
So those look like what does the tag say, Lunchbox? They don't have writing on them though, right?
No.
Is it 350?
$350.
No. Hold on. The style. Because if they're the Yeezy Boost 350s new,
look,
they
and
go.
And I have extra shoelaces for them.
No, hear me out.
Not used.
If you were going to get those new, they're like $1,300.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow.
Then
sell them for $1,100.
Mike, look at those. Don't you think those are the Pirate Black?
It looks like the Pirate Black 350.
Yeah.
Wow.
So,
is 350 written anywhere on those?
Look in the tag, Lunchbox on the Tongue, and read me the numbers there. In Europe.
Yeah, skip the Europe size.
U.S. 11.
No, not the size. Are there any numbers that are describing what kind of shoe it is?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
It says male, art, FU9006. Number 12301 6609. I don't know what that is.
Mike, are you writing this down? Do you know, can you type in a code or anything?
I don't know.
Do we get like a UPC symbol, like 3 off? Read it one more time. Hold on. Yeezy code. Go ahead.
12301 6609.
Okay, that is. It looks like the 350.
Yeah.
Bam. That's what I'm talking about.
And you get them new for $1,300.
That's what I'm talking about.
So why don't you list those?
Wow, these are more expensive than Jordan.
What's the verbiage on that?
Oh, yeah.
What's the verbiage? Yeah. Instead of gently used, slightly used?
Slightly worn.
Slightly worn?
I would still say gently used.
Okay.
I'd say only worn twice and to church on Sunday. Like when you buy a car, old lady. Yes. Hey, the only person I've worn was an old man. Worn to church on Sunday.
Here's the thing. I'm looking at this Jordan box.
Yeah.
Like the and it says the Nike box and it says Jordan 1, whatever that means.
Uh-huh.
And they bought these for $255.
Okay. That's not, I mean, that's kind of where we are.
Yeah.
Especially if you list them used for what?
$225.
Hey, it's your business
partner.
This
is your partner.
You guys talk about this.
Lunchbox, list the Yeezys, buy it now for $500.
$500. Yeah. What? I like that.
What size are they?
11.
It's good. It's a good number.
Woo! That's a good number to have.
Do you have any other shoes with you?
Another room.
Okay, I'll filibuster for a second. I got only one more thing. Go get those.
Can you go grab everything from in there?
I know.
No, Eddie, do you understand how many? Oh,
gosh. Should I get the bullets?
I didn't know we were doing show and tell everything.
Let's do one more.
Filibuster.
Yeah, I hear you. By the way, our Pimp and Joy, we're raising money for Anthony Thompson.
Thompson, yeah. Yes.
I don't have my sheet with me with all the stuff, but I'm telling you, he's in a wheelchair because an IED went off and he needs to move around his house, and he can't do that. He lives in a house that was built for someone not in a wheelchair. And so he's had a brain injury and a spinal cord injury and so much more. Go listen to Wednesday's show if you can. But we are raising money to rebuild his house for him. And right now, we just put him up like an hour ago. We're at $33,000. So counting on you guys if you can do it. If not, we totally get it. But we appreciate you so much. We're building a home for a hero. Go to BobbyBones.com. Although there's been some issues with the website.
Yes.
So that could be part of if you can't get on right now. So go on over, find it. You can just go to the Shop Forward as well.
If you go to theshopforward.com/pimpandjoy, it'll take you right to everything. And that's where you know, all the proceeds are be going to building homes for heroes. And this is our fifth hero to build for, which is super cool because over the past 5 years, like, our listeners have just shown up in such big ways.
I'm back.
Okay.
Supported.
Last one. Show me this one.
These are more Jordans.
These are cool.
Let me see what they're.
No, I got it. Hold on.
Back when this shirt was new.
High tops.
So those look like Jordan 1s, but those may be pretty expensive.
What size are those? Those are cute.
These are.
They look smaller.
What do you see on that? Describe them, though, for listeners. Lunch, they can't
US
see
11.
It.
They're, oh.
Yeah, okay, you don't say US 11. You say they're 11s.
They're cool looking.
They are cute.
White, black, and they have yellow on the back, and they have some neon green, and like a little foam pad that sticks up to support your ankles.
Jordan, I think those are ones. I'm looking from far away, yeah. Right, Mike?
The Volt Gold.
Jordan 1, Volt Gold. How much have they been worn?
Not very much. I mean, if you look at the sole, I mean, all the ridges are there. Doesn't even look like it has a couple specks of dirt, but that's it.
What do you think, Mike? I see them listed for like $185.
Yeah, $180 is what I'm seeing brand new.
Guys, can you wipe that dirt off and just sell it brand new?
If you don't have the box and stuff.
You don't want to lie, dude. Yeah,
you do, but you can't get away with that one.
Not with business, you don't.
Oh, you don't?
No, because
you've tried to lie so many times on stuff.
But if you get a bad review on eBay, then no one else will buy from you.
Got it. I would list those if you get them $185 new. I'd probably list a buy it now for $90.
Man.
That's good. Lunchbox?
Yeah.
Especially if we're really trying to sell them and move them
yeah.
and not squeeze for 10 extra bucks.
Well, I'm a squeezer.
Okay. You want to get rid of the inventory so you can get your next storage unit.
All right. And
that's
then.
True, too.
Okay. You have any more? We'll move on.
No, I don't have any more in here.
You got to go get them?
Well, I mean, you guys keep saying one more, and then I go get one more, and then you come back, and you're like, oh,
why
you
did you not
more?
Grab more than one?
We told you, just get them.
Guys, I only have two hands. Okay.
I can carry like 5 pair of shoes at once easily.
Have you been in that storage room over there? I mean, all right,
we're down here today.
Okay.
Are we down here today or is he going to get more?
No, he's still there.
Okay. We're done.
Okay.
We're done.
Flashback Friday?
I do. Thank you. Last thing we're going to do. Oh, was that frustrating, Eddie? You want me to shut it down?
No, I was hitting the flashback.
Eddie's ready to go.
No, I'm not.
I just saw the sadness in his face.
Oh, another segment.
Yesterday, we did a Throwback Thursday on Lunchbox, going to jail. We did a bit on the show, got him put in jail. Do we have imaging for Flashback Friday?
Flashback Friday!
That's what I was hitting.
On this day, what year was this? I don't know. Honey Boo Boo sent a mean message about Lunchbox on Facebook. FYI, everybody asking and posting, Lunchbox was trying to say we didn't send him cookies. We did. His cookies were mailed a few days ago. When he sent his payment originally, we got it, but had no record of his order and had to call him out on the fan page. Once he replied back to us, we had to verify who he was, and he had the email Lunchbox. We don't want to send cookies to the wrong person that's claiming they're them. Here's the tracking number to see they've been delivered. Tracking number 9114. It goes through the whole thing. There are your cookies, Lunchbox, from Elena Thompson / Honey Boo Boo.
I remember that.
Yeah, she came at you hard.
I bought cookies for her, and a month later, I still hadn't got any cookies, and I came on here and said it was a ripoff, that they're just scamming people, that they get you to pay for them, and they never deliver the cookies. And then
she wasn't having it.
Kind of went, Honey Boo Boo and Mama June went after me a little
Mama
bit.
Mama June.
All right. Hey, Eddie, we're done now, buddy.
All right.
Hey, there you go.
No, I was hitting the drums.
You can go about your day, buddy.
No, hey, I wasn't mad.
You can go about your day. All right, that's it. Hope you guys...
Eddie, show me.
Oh, hold on. He wants you to see more shoes.
He went to get more?
Oh, my gosh.
Those
well,
are...
you told me to go, I don't understand. What I'm supposed to... Am I not supposed to get more? Am I supposed
what is
to get
that?
More?
You just said we weren't doing it.
Those are like a shark mouth?
What kind of shoe is that?
These are Jordans.
I can't see. They're all black.
Or maybe they're not Jordans. They're Adidas.
Okay, the baby
Jordans
sharks.
Aren't Adidas.
Oh, my gosh. What are they?
What is that?
I don't know. Marvel. Oh, there's some kind of Marvel shoe.
A bit like a shark bite in the back?
Mike, that's that Superman rival?
Issue number like. Two.
What's the guy's name? Superman's
and
Venom?
It has a little something
yeah.
on the
Oh, yeah, like the Spider-Man. Venom mouth. Yeah.
Venom Adidas, right?
Yeah, it's Spider-Man.
The Venom Bulls. Adidas go for $100. Oh. They're $147 on Flight Club. I would put them. Are they new or used?
Oh, they're used.
I'd do them for $50. Buy it now.
Okay.
He's not happy about that.
No. I'm trying to see what it says on the side.
Okay, we're done. That's it. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. We'll see you guys on Monday show. Dierks Bentley and L. King. Adam Sandler on next week. Also, as of right now, Hank Williams Jr. and Dan Auerbach from the Black Keys will be in together as well.
Amazing.
So that's next week. So you guys have a great day, and we'll see you on Monday. Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit Target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at Target.com/circle card.
This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your stop before attending your next concert. All Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition with timeless styles that are always on trend. And Tecovas has first wear comfort with little to no break-in period. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink, and shop new styles. If you can't make it to a store, well, just go to Tecovas.com. That's Tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.